The Bombers and Bruins can't seem to play a boring game. Another Saturday night thriller between the two clubs went to OT, with a happy ending for Bomber fans. Zach Kane got the overtime winner with 18 seconds to go in sudden death to give the Bombers a 7-6 road victory against the reigning SJHL champions. Flynn Flon got the upper hand early, with Jeremy Tremblay opening the scoring less than 5 minutes in, deflecting a point shot by Reese Richmond past Estevan's Cam Herdliska and into the net. That lead would last for a bit, but Mitch Koner would get the Bruins on the board just past the halfway point of the frame, beating Kylan Olofsson to the front of the net, outweighting Kenneth Marquardt and firing it home, tying the game. It was at this point where the Bomber offense came out with vengeance on their minds, scoring no fewer than 4 goals in the final 6:13 of the first period. Alexi Silvestre got the party going a minute after Koner's tying goal, capitalizing on a Cody Davis turnover and beating Herdliska with a backhand. Less than 20 seconds later, Cole DePero, returning to the lineup after missing a game earlier in the Bombers' southern road trip, got a feed from Silvestre on the sidewall and blew a shot past Herdliska on a partial break. 3-1, maroon and white. Cody Davis got a bit of redemption, bringing the Bruins within one with a power play goal on a rebound, but Flynn Flon was barely deterred, with Silvestre holding on to the puck through the corner, waltzing untouched into the high slot and beating Herdliska again with a long wrist shot. The coup de grace of the period came from DePero, who beat Herdliska with a gloveside shot that chased Herdliska from the crease to the bench. In 19 minutes of play, Herdliska gave up 5 goals on 12 Bomber shots. Flynn Flon headed to the dressing room up 5-2. The second period saw the offense go silent for a while, woken up by Estevan's Jagjeevan Fangora, who brought Estevan within 2 with a slapshot that soared right past Marquardt. The only goal of the frame would cut Flynn Flon's lead, but still mean a 5-3 lead going into the final frame. It was Estevan's chance to have an offensive explosion in the third. Davis got his second of the night, capitalizing on a power play miscue from the Bombers, marching back down the ice with Keegan Little, getting a pass and roofing it on Marquardt. The Bombers' lead had gone from 3-1. Flynn Flon restored their 2-goal edge thanks to Matt Egan, who smacked in a loose puck in the slot and scored his first goal in over 2 months to make it 6-4. To add insult to injury for the host Bruins, Koner took a 10-minute misconduct penalty after the goal, putting the Bruins down one of their best players. Against the odds, the Bruins would march right back and make the game interesting once more. Gabriel Filion made it a 1-goal game once again with just under 5 minutes to go, flipping a backhand through traffic and past Marquardt. Estevan would get a break when Matt Egan took a boarding penalty late in the third, pulling their goalie to make it a 6-on-4 advantage in the final minutes of regulation. That approach paid off with Davis scoring his hat-trick goal with a minute and a half left on the clock, getting the last touch on a puck that bounced off Bomber captain Lucas Fry and in. Despite 5 goals in the first period, the Bruins had pulled even. Things weren't fully in the home team's advantage though. Fangora took a 10-minute misconduct for chirping Bomber players following the goal, putting one of the Bruins' top forwards in the box for the rest of the game. Flynn Flon's Ethan Mercer made the game even more tense, taking a tripping call in the last minute and giving the Bruins a power play in the dying seconds, but the Bruins' Alexa Babich would take a penalty of his own at the final second of regulation, evening things up. Overtime would be necessary. 3-on-3, Alex von Sprecken, Zach Kane and Corey King for the Bombers, Little, Koner and Tyler Guy for the Bruins. Estevan got the first big chance of the extra frame, with a 2-on-1 with Koner and Little. Von Sprecken forced Koner wide with a diving poke check, with Koner trying to go wide on Marquardt, making contact with the goalie and drawing a penalty for goalie interference, with Marquardt getting a holding penalty for hanging onto Koner's stick following the contact. The game would stay 3-on-3. More back-and-forth action would ensue. Davis turned the puck over in his own zone again, giving Mercer and Jacob Vaukler a chance with a short 4-on-3, but a Bruin defender knocked it wide. Vaukler would hit the post moments later. More chances were saved by Estevan backup Jackson Miller, who stood tall under pressure. Flynn Flon dominated possession, especially once both Mercer and Babich got out of the box and made the game 4-on-4 before a stoppage. Estevan got a breakaway by Little with a minute left to play, but Marquardt made a big kick save. The play came back the other way, with Vöckler finding DePero, DePero holding on to the puck, finding an open Kane coming in far side and Kane beating Miller clean with 10 seconds left on the OT clock. Marquardt, facing arguably his toughest test yet in the bomber net, got the W with a gutsy 26-save showing. Miller, coming into the crease for the Bruins in relief, made 26 saves on 28 shots, but would still be stuck with the loss. The Bomber win creates gridlock in the SJHL standings. Flynn Flon now has 61 points, the same amount as Humboldt and LaRange, forming a three-way tie for second in the league and a tie with the Ice Wolves. Going by points percentage, the Broncos, who have played 43 games, rank higher than Flynn Flon, who've played 44 games, and LaRange, who have played 49 games. All three teams are 4 points clear of fifth-place Melfort and 9 points clear of Estevan, who now sit sixth. The win gives the Bombers a victory in the season series against Estevan, winning 3 out of 4 games including all three of the team's most recent meetings. Flynn Flon's final 4 games in 5 nights road swing comes to an end Sunday night with a matchup in Wilcox against the Notre Dame Hounds.